Baruchu et Adonai Hamborach, Baruch Adonai Hamborach Leon Vaed, Baruch Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Asher Bachabanu Mikol Amin, V'natan Lano Et Torto, Baruch Adonai Noten HaTorah. Bless the Lord, the Blessed One. Blessed is the Lord, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, O Lord of God, King of the universe, who has chosen us from among all peoples and given us his Torah. Blessed are you, O Lord, giver of the Torah. Amen. A reading today is from Bamidbar, the book of Numbers, the parasha of Shalach Lecha, and it starts at chapter 13. I'll read the first few verses in Hebrew and then in English. Vayraber Adonai el Moshe lemor, Shalach lecha anashim, Ve'yaturu et ha'eretz kanan, Asher ani noten livnei Yisrael, Ish echad lemate avotav v'tishbachu kol nasivahem. Vayishlach otam Moshe mimidbar paran api Adonai kulam anashim rashe bnei Yisrael hema. Adonai said to Moshe, send men on your behalf to reconnoiter the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the people of Israel. From each ancestral tribe, send someone who is a leader in his tribe. Moshe dispatched them from the Paran desert, as Adonai had ordered. All of them were leading men among the people of Israel. Here are their names. From the tribe of Reuven, Shamua, the son of Zakur. From the tribe of Shimon, Shaphat, the son of Hori. From the tribe of Yehuda, Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. From the tribe of Yisachar, Yigal, the son of Yosef. From the tribe of Ephraim, Hoshea, the son of Nun. From the tribe of Binyamin, Palti, the son of Raphu. From the tribe of Zebulun, Gadiel, the son of Sodi. From the tribe of Yosef, that is, from the tribe of Manasseh, Gadi, the son of Susi. From the tribe of Dan, Amiel, the son of Gamali. From the tribe of Asher, Setur, the son of Michael. From the tribe of Naphtali, Nachbi, the son of Vofsi. And from the tribe of Gad, Geuel, the son of Machi. These are the names of the men Moshe sent out to reconnoiter the land. Moshe gave to Hoshea, the son of Nun, the name Yehoshua. Moshe sent them to reconnoiter the land of Canaan, instructing them, go on up into the Negev and into the hills and see what the land is like. Notice the people living there, whether they are strong or weak, few or many, and what kind of country they live in, whether it is good or bad, and what kind of cities they live in, open or fortified. See whether the land is fertile or unproductive, and whether there is wood in it or not. Finally, be bold enough to bring back some of the fruit of the land. When they left, it was the season for the first grapes to ripen.
They went up and reconnoitered the land from the Tzin desert to Rehob, near the entrance to Hamath. They went up into the Negev and arrived at Hebron, Achiman, Sheshai, and Talmai. The Anakim lived there. Hebron was built 7 years before Tsonan in Egypt. They went to the Eshkol Valley, and there they cut off a branch bearing one cluster of grapes, which they carried on a pole between two of them. They also took pomegranates and figs. That place was called the Valley of Eshkol, or Cluster, because of the cluster which the people of Israel cut down there. 40 days later, they returned from reconnoitering the land and went to Moshe, Aharon, and the entire community of the people of Israel at Kadesh in the Paran Desert, where they brought back word to them and to the entire community and showed them the fruit of the land. What they told him was this: "We entered the land where you sent us, and indeed it does flow with milk and honey. Here is its fruit. However, the people living in the land are fierce, and the cities are fortified and very large. Moreover, we saw the Anakim there. Amalek lives in the area of the Negev. The Hittai, the Yevusi, and the Amori live in the hills, and the Canaanite live by the sea and alongside the Yarden." Caleb silenced the people around Moshe and said, "We ought to go up immediately and take possession of it. There is no question that we can conquer it." But the men who had gone with him said, "We can't attack these people because they are stronger than we are." And they spread a negative report about the land they had reconnoitered for the people of Israel by saying, "The land we passed through in order to spy it out is a land that devours its inhabitants. All the people we saw there were giant. We saw the Nephilim, the descendants of the Anak, who was from the Nephilim. To ourselves, we looked like grasshoppers by comparison, and we looked that way to them too." At this, all the people of Israel cried out in dismay and wept all night long. Moreover, all the people of Israel began grumbling against Moshe and Aharon. The whole community told them, "We wish we had died in the land of Egypt, or that we had died here in the desert. Why is Adonai bringing us to this land where we will die by the sword? Our wives and little ones will be taken as booty. Wouldn't it be better for us to return to Egypt?" And they said to each other, "Let's appoint a leader and return to Egypt." Moshe and Aharon fell on their faces before the entire assembly, the assembled community of the people of Israel. Yehoshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, from the detachment that had reconnoitered the land, tore their clothes and said to the whole community of Israel, "The land we passed through in order to spy it out is an outstanding good land.
If Adonai is pleased with us, then he will bring us into the land and give it to us, a land flowing with milk and honey. Just don't rebel against Adonai, and don't be afraid of the people living in the land. We will eat them up. Their defense has been taken away from them, and Adonai is with us. Don't be afraid of them." But just as the whole community was saying they should be stoned to death, the glory of Adonai appeared in the tent of meeting to all the people of Israel. Adonai said to Moshe, "How much longer is this people going to treat me with contempt? How much longer will they not trust me, especially considering all the signs I have performed among them? I am going to strike them with sickness, destroy them, and make from you a nation greater and stronger than they are." However, Moshe replied to Adonai, "When the Egyptians hear about this, and they will, because it was from among them that you, by your strength, brought this people up, they will tell the people living in this land they have heard that you, Adonai, are with this people, that you, Adonai, are seen face to face, that your cloud stands over them, that you go ahead of them in a column of cloud by day and a column of fire by night. If you kill off this people at a single stroke, then the nations that have heard of your reputation will say that the reason Adonai slaughtered this people in the desert is that he wasn't able to bring them into the land which he swore to give them. So now, please let Adonai's power be as great as when you said, Adonai is slow to anger, rich to grace, forgiving offenses and crimes, yet not exonerating the guilty, but causing the negative effects of the parents' offenses to be experienced by their children and even by the third and the fourth generations. Please forgive the offenses of this people according to the greatness of your grace, just as you have borne with this people from Egypt until now. Adonai answered, I have forgiven you as you have asked, but as sure as I live, and that the whole earth is filled with the glory of Adonai, none of the people who saw my glory and these signs I did in Egypt and in the desert, yet tested me these 10 times and did not listen to my voice, will see the land. I swore to their ancestors, none of those who treated me with contempt will see it, but my servant Caleb, because he had a different spirit within him and has fully followed me, him I will bring into the land he entered, and it will belong to his descendants. Now since the Amalekite and the Canaani are living in the valley, tomorrow turn around and get yourselves into the desert along the way of the Sea of Suph.
Adonai said to Moshe and Aharon, how long am I to put up with this evil community who keep grumbling about me? I have heard the complaints of the people of Israel, which they continue to raise against me. Tell them this, as surely as I live, Adonai swears, as surely as you have spoken in my ears, I will do this to you. Your carcasses will fall in the desert. Every single one of you who were included in the census over the age of 20, you who have complained against me, will surely not enter the land about which I raised my hand to swear that I would have you live in it, except for Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Yehoshua, the son of Nun. But your little ones, who you say would be taken as booty, them I will bring in. They will know the land you have rejected, but you, your carcasses will fall in this desert, and your children will wander about in the desert for 40 years, bearing the consequences of your prostitutions until the desert eats up your carcasses. It will be a year for every day you spent reconnoitering the land that you will bear the consequences of your offenses, 40 days, 40 years. Then you will know what it means to oppose me. I, Adonai, have spoken. I will certainly do this to this whole evil community who have assembled together against me. They will be destroyed in this desert and die there. The men whom Moshe had sent out to reconnoiter the land, and who, when they returned, made the entire community complain against him by giving an unfavorable report about the land, those men who gave the unfavorable report about the land died by the plague in the presence of Adonai. Of the men who went to reconnoiter the land, only Yehoshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh remained alive. When Moshe told these things to all the people of Israel, the people felt great remorse. They arose early the next morning, came up to the top of the mountain and said, here we are, and we did sin. But now we'll go up to the place Adonai promised. Moshe answered, why are you opposing what Adonai said? You won't succeed. Don't go up there, because Adonai isn't with you. If you do, your enemies will defeat you. The Amalekim and the Canaan are there ahead of you, and you will be struck down by the sword. The reason will be that you have turned away from following Adonai, so that Adonai won't be with you. But they were presumptuous and went on up toward the high parts of the hill country, even though the Ark of the Covenant of Adonai and Moshe stayed in the camp. So the Amalekim and the Canaanim living in that hill country descended and struck them down and beat them back all the way to Hormah. Adonai said to Moshe, tell the people of Israel, when you have come into the land where you are going to live, which I am giving to you, and want to make an offering by fire to Adonai, a burnt offering or sacrifice to fulfill a special vow, or to be a voluntary offering, or at your designated times to make a fragrant aroma for Adonai, then, whether it comes from the herd or from the flock, the person bringing the offering is to present Adonai with a grain offering consisting of 2 quarts of fine flour mixed with 1 quart of olive oil and 1 quart of wine for the drink offering. This is what you are to prepare with the burnt offerings or for each lamb sacrificed. For a ram, prepare 1 gallon of fine flour mixed with 1 1/3 quarts of olive oil, while for the drink offering, you are to present 1 1/3 quarts of wine as a fragrant aroma for Adonai.
When you prepare a bull as a burnt offering, as a sacrifice to fulfill a special vow, or as a peace offering for Adonai, there is to be presented with the bull grain, a grain offering of 1.5 gallons of fine flour mixed with 2 quarts of olive oil. For the drink offering, present 2 quarts of wine for an offering made by fire, a fragrant aroma for Adonai. Do it this way for each bull, a ram, male, lamb, or kid, for as many animals as you prepare. Do this for each one, regardless of how many animals there are. Every citizen is to do these things in this way when presenting as offering, made by fire as a fragrant aroma for Adonai. If a foreigner stays with you, or whoever may be with you through the all generations, and he wants to bring an offering made by fire as a fragrant aroma for Adonai, he is to do the same as you. For this community, there will be the same law for you as for the foreigner living with you. This is a permanent regulation through all generations. The foreigner is to be treated the same way before Adonai as yourselves. The same Torah and standards of judgment will apply to both you, the foreigner living with you.
Jehovah said to Moshe, speak to the people of Israel. Tell them, when you enter the land where I am bringing you and eat bread produced in the land, you are to set aside a portion as a gift for Jehovah. Set aside from your first dough a cake as a gift. Set it aside as you would set aside a portion of the grain from the threshing floor. From your first dough, you will give Jehovah a portion as a gift through all your generations. If by mistake you fail to observe all these mitzvahs that Jehovah had spoken to Moshe, yes, everything that Jehovah had ordered you to do through Moshe from the day Jehovah gave the order and onward through all your generations, then if it was done by mistake by the community and was not known to them, the whole community is to offer 1 young bull for a burnt offering as a fragrance, fragrant aroma to Jehovah, with its grain and drink offering, in keeping with the rule, and 1 male goat as a sin offering. The Kohen is to make atonement for the whole community of the people of Israel, and they will be forgiven, because it was a mistake, and they have brought their offering, an offering made by fire to Jehovah, and their sin offering before Jehovah for their mistake. The whole community of the people of Israel will be forgiven. Likewise, the foreigner staying with them, because for all the people it was a mistake.
If an individual sins by mistake, he is to offer a female goat in its first year as a sin offering. The Kohen will make atonement before Adonai for the person who makes a mistake by sinning inadvertently. He will make atonement for him, and he will be forgiven, no matter whether he is a citizen of Israel or a foreigner living with them. You are to have one law for whoever it is that does something wrong by mistake. But an individual who does something wrong intentionally, whether a citizen or a foreigner, is blaspheming Adonai. That person will be cut off from his people because he has had contempt for the word of Adonai and has disobeyed his command. That person will be cut off completely. His offense will remain with him. While the people of Israel were in the desert, they found a man gathering wood on Shabbat. Those who found him gathering wood brought him to Moshe, Aharon, and the whole congregation. They kept him in custody because it had not yet been decided what to do with him. Then Adonai said to Moshe, "This man must be put to death. The entire community is to stone him to death outside the camp." So the whole community brought him outside the camp and threw stones at him until he died, as Adonai had ordered Moshe. Adonai said to Moshe, "Speak to the people of Israel, instructing them to make through all their generations tzitziyot in the corners of their garments, and to put with the tzitzi on the corner of a blue thread. It is to be a tzitzi for you to look at and thereby remember all of Adonai's mitzvot and obey them, so that you won't go around wherever your own heart and eyes lead you to prostitute yourselves. But it will help you remember and obey all my mitzvot and be holy for your God. I am Adonai, your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt in order to be your God. I am Adonai, your God."
You know, the Word of God can contain some rather interesting little tidbits that are hidden from us. And they come in such short bursts of glory and power. For example, in today's Torah portion, verse 27 of chapter 15, we read, "If an individual sins by mistake, he is to offer a female goat in its first year as a sin offering." Why a female goat and not a male goat, which is traditional? Well, I don't know if you realize it, but female goats are worth more than male goats because female goats bear young. Men don't. Male goat don't. And so, by offering a female goat to recompense an unintentional sin, the person is paying more, giving more than they would had they offered up a male goat. And this is to signify that even if the sin is unintentional, it is an offense against Adonai Elohim Tzevaot, and therefore must cost.
Blessed are you, Lord of God, King of the universe, who selected good prophets and was pleased with their words, which spoken truthfully. Blessed are you, O Lord, who chooses the Torah, your servant Moses, your people Israel, and prophets of truth and righteousness.
The half Torah reading is Joshua 2.
Joshua 2, 1 to 24. Joshua the son of Nun secretly sent two spies from Shittim with these instructions: "Go inspect the land and Jericho." They left and came to the house of a prostitute named Rahab. where they spent the night. The king of Jericho was told about it. Tonight, some men from Israel came here to reconnoiter the land. The king of Jericho sent a message to Rahab, bring out the men who came to you and are staying in your house, because they have come to reconnoiter all the land. However, the woman, after taking the two men and hiding them, replied, yes, the men did come to me, but I didn't know where they had come from. The man left around the time when they shut the gate, when it was dark. Where they went, I don't know. But if you chase after them quickly, you will overtake them. Actually, she had brought them up on the roof and hidden them under stalks of flax she had spread out there. The men pursued them all the way to the fords at the Jordan. As soon as the pursuit party had left, the gate was shut. The two men had not yet lain down when she returned to the roof and said to them, I know that Adonijah has given you the land. Fear of you has fallen on us. Everyone in the land is terrified at the thought of you. We've heard how Adonai dried up the water in the Sea of Suf ahead of you when you left Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amora on the other side of the Jordan, Sihon and Og, that you completely destroyed them. As soon as we heard it, our hearts failed us. Because of you, everyone is in a state of depression. For Adonai, your God, he is the God in heaven, above and on the earth below. So please, swear to me by Adonai that since I have been kind to you, you will also be kind to my father's family. Give me some evidence of your good faith, that you will spare the lives of my father, mother, brothers, and sisters, and all who are theirs, so that we won't be killed. The men replied to her, our lives are certainly worth yours, provided you don't betray our mission. So when Adonai gives us the land, we will treat you kindly and in good faith. Then she lowered them by a rope through the window, since her house abutted the city wall, indeed was actually built into it. She told them, head for the hills so that the pursuit party won't get their hands on you, and hide yourselves there for 3 days until the pursuers have returned. After that, you can go on your way. The man said to her, we will not be guilty of violating the oath you made us swear, provided that when we enter the land, you tie this piece of scarlet cord in the window you let us down from, and you gather together in your house your father, mother, brothers, and your father's entire household. If anyone goes out of the doors of your house into the street, he will be responsible for his own blood, and we will be guiltless. But if everyone who stays with you in the house, we will be responsible for his blood if anyone lays a hand on him. However, if you say a word about this business of ours, then we will be free of your oath that you made us swear. According to your words, so be it, said, and sent them away. As they departed, she tied the scarlet cord in the window. They left, arrived in the hills, and stayed there for 3 days. Until the pursuers had returned. The pursuers had searched for them all the way, but hadn't found them. Then the two men returned. Descending from the hills, they crossed over and came to Joshua the son of Nun and reported everything that had happened to them. Truly, Adonai has handed over all the land to us, they told Joshua. Everyone in the land is terrified that we.
Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has given us Messiah Yeshua and the teachings of the new covenant. Blessed are you, O Lord, giver of the apostolic scriptures. Amen. Our reading today is from Hebrews chapter 3, starting at verse 7.
Therefore, as the Ruach HaKodesh says, today if you hear God's voice, don't harden your hearts, as you did in the bitter quarrel. On that day in the wilderness when you put God to the test. Yes, your fathers put me to the test. They challenged me, and they saw my work for 40 years. Therefore I was disgusted with that generation. I said, their hearts are always going astray. They have not understood how I do things. In my anger I swore, that they would not enter my rest. Watch out, brothers, so that there will not be in any of you an evil heart lacking trust, which could lead you to apostatize from the living God. Instead, keep exhorting each other every day, as long as it is called today, so that none of you will become hardened by the deceit of sin. For we have become sharers in the Messiah, provided, however, that we hold firmly to the conviction we began with, right through until the goal is reached. Now where it says, today if you hear God's voice, don't harden your hearts as you did in the bitter quarrel. Who are the people who, after they heard, quarreled so bitterly? All those whom Moshe brought out of Egypt, and with whom was God disgusted for 40 years? Those who sinned, yes, they fell dead in the wilderness. To whom was it that he swore that they would not enter his rest? Those who were disobedient. So we see that they were unable to enter because of lack of trust.
This is the Torah which Moses placed before the children of Israel. It is in accord with Adonai's command by the hand of Moses. A tree of life it is for those who take hold of it, and blessed are the ones who support it, for its ways are ways of pleasantness, and all its paths are peace. Long life is in its right hand, and in its left are riches and honor. Adonai was pleased for the sake of his righteousness to render the Torah great and glorious.
When the ark rested, Moses was saying, return, O Adonai, to the period of Israel's families.
Arise, O Adonai, to your resting place, you and your mighty ark. Clothe your priests with righteousness. May those who have experienced your faithful love shout for joy. For the sake of your servant David, don't delay the return of your Messiah. I give you good instruction. Do not forsake my Torah.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher nathanu b'dvar hachai, Mashiach Yeshua. Amen. Blessed are you, O Adonai, our God, ruler of the universe, who gives us the living word in the Messiah Yeshua.